Then I suppose we'll rest while we wait for the scythe of the night.
You think he's going to come around nighttime because, you know, his name's Scythe of the Night, so he's just going to come around at night?
Yeah, I assume so.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah.
Pretty sick nickname.
I'm also actually errand boy of the dawn, so two jobs, bad economy.
You think he gave himself his own nickname?
It feels. So I assume you're able to short rest.
Well, probably long rest, because we did that in the morning, didn't we?
Yeah.
Killed a bunch of people by midday.
Once every 24 hours.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Does drain get removed on a short rest?
That is a good question that I definitely know the answer to, but I want
also,
to hear...
I don't think short rests are actually, like, a thing.
It's not on the character sheet.
I have been to play
Swords is hanging out.
Life force or some of the rest, and strained always includes a value. You take a status penalty, your drained value on constitution, essential fortitude. Number of hit points equal to your level. Times the drained value on your
That's right, you don't short rest anymore. You do, what is it, treat wounds or...
Yeah, but only if people need healing.
I could use some healing.
I mean, I could use it. I guess I don't necessarily need it since I don't assume that we're going to get into some shit tonight, but...
Okay, well, we've got so much time that everybody's just healed up. Because I will so just take time. It. I'll just take as long as it takes to heal everyone.
Yeah, I think there's enough time if you're not trying to fit anything else in during the day. You take some time to rest.
But it does not do anything for the drain condition. In order to lose the drain condition, you need a full night's rest.
Oh, you know what? I had the stupefied one. You said that was only like a round or two, right?
Yeah, stupefied should be removed. All
right, cool.
I need to get my hands on some of that gunpowder, you know?
Well, I mean, you used it pretty well.
I think I just spiked up the economy for gunpowder, you know? There's like none left here. So if can find some, we could sell it to them for like triple the price, you know?
That's a really good investment.
You are an alchemist.
Yeah. Get your gunpowder here.
Alchemist. Big gunpowder.
What did I say?
Alchemist.
Alchemist.
Okay. Alchemist. So as the day kind of like fades into evening, it becomes sort of dinner time, and eventually I assume you guys make your way downstairs.
I'm hungry again, you know?
Yeah.
You find the sort of dining area to be bustling. There is a individual kind of playing some music on a raised platform that forms a kind of stage. And at one of the tables, seated with a dinner, another sort of bowl of soup, some bread, and ale, is the now familiar form of the Master of Spies, Chaucer, and he kind of waves you over.
We approach and sit down.
Well, a little, frankly, surprised at the noise of the whole thing, but if you got results, you got results. How did it go?
Oh, we got results. Basically, I'll relay, like, all the information that we got. Not show him the map about Dun Gazir, but mention that, like, that name came up in the documents and ask if he has any information about it.
Roll a deception check.
Can I aid?
How are you gonna aid?
What is this?
Nodding the whole time, like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What does deception fall under?
It's
its own thing. It's just a skill.
It's a charisma
skill.
Yeah.
Oh, I do see it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna help him. No one is making that face trying to deceive.
I'm just trying to think, like, is it really deception, you know?
Yeah, because if you're not telling him about the map, you're not technically lying about it, because you're not bringing it up. You're not saying anything.
I'm not exactly. I'm not lying about it. He hasn't asked me or whatever. I'm just saying.
You didn't go like, oh, did you find a map? And you're like, no, I didn't find a map.
We saw mentions of Dunkazir. We're curious what that is. Also, here's the rest of the information. I think I'm very intentionally not lying or misleading him in any way. I'm just not sharing the map specifically. That's it.
If I've learned anything from my wife, that lies are just as much about the things you don't say as the things you do.
Yep, omission.
That I'm very intentionally not lying or deceiving, even really.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh yeah, we just happened to hear about this thing. It came up in the building that was abandoned when
No. I'm not gonna pull out all the documents and give him all the documents.
What'd you roll?
I haven't rolled yet. I'm still making my case. I'm saying that we're in the inn, so I'm not going to be, like, handing him all the documents. I'm just giving him notes, basically, on, like, what we found in the documents that we were able to pilfer. And one of those things that we found in one of the documents is Dunkazir.
I feel like you rolled, decided, maybe I need to make my case before I roll.
I promise I haven't rolled yet.
Okay, well, let's roll it and see how it comes out.
All right.
Oh, no.
I think there's a level of deception involved here.
Outside of the game, or
is it? Can we roll for misleading? Because that seems,
Natty 19, though, baby.
Nice.
Suck it, Charles.
For a 20 total.
Oh, shit.
Which is
I can
why
see why you needed
I
to make your case.
Charles, that's a nice box. It's a nice box you got.
Oh, thanks.
You like put your weed
box,
in there,
Charles.
You keep put your weed
in there, man.
A lot of people don't know this, but you can keep your weed in there.
This is, my family listens to the show, so yes, that's where I keep my
Don't touch it.
Stay out of the box. Yeah,
they
so
don't listen
you bring
to the show.
I mean, technically, at the time of recording,
nobody's listened to this show.
I let my wife listen to the ones that have been finished, and she was like, oh yeah, it's great. And that's how I know she didn't listen to it. So you bring it up. He kind of like eyes you across the table, and it's just like a interesting. Dunkazir was a dwarven city from before the blighting took place. I could see why they might be interested in it.
But why would they be interested in it? Just because it used to be a dwarven, like, with...
Yeah, what is the blighting?
Yeah.
So, we kind of covered it a little bit in the first, but just to remind everybody, I guess there was a event that occurred in the sort of the prehistory called the blighting, where without a known reason, basically, life in this desert became corrupted and was functionally destroyed. Nobody's really sure why or how it happened, except that it was finally ended when the living god basically descended into the Almirin Desert and wiped out all life, including the creatures that have been corrupted by the blighting. For centuries, the desert sat basically lifeless. Finally, as time moved on, life had been returning, and now Hope's Embrace represents the first attempt of, you know, the peoples of Aim to kind of reclaim this area for occupation and settlement.
I remember that.
I remember all that, yeah.
Totally. I remembered none of that.
Okay.
But I wrote
you didn't remember there was combat last time.
But I wrote it down. I wrote it down now. Okay.
Wait, so if Taz is asking him about why they would be interested, you kind of, Taz asks him about Dun Kazir, and he like turns to you and he just says, well, it was the seed of the Sunstone family, a powerful dwarven clan from before the blighting. They were kind of known for being holy warriors and crafters of kind of powerful magics. Losing them was a real blow to dwarven power across the continent. I think if anyone were to locate the ruins, they're probably interesting things that could be recovered. Did you find any information about it, or how did you
come across
the name?
Oh, he was reading stuff. I wasn't, but, you know.
Right. That doesn't surprise me. Taldir, how did you come across it? You were reading? What were you reading?
The documents, obviously. Fucking guy.
Yeah, we were reading the documents.
Oh, I think I was reading something, and then I didn't think it was important, and then like I threw it into like a fireplace, and then yeah, I mean, it said something. Yeah.
There were some maps, there were some documents. We've parsed through a lot of information. I just remember seeing mention of it.
I was like, that's a funny, kind of like a funny name, or like a unique name, and I think that's why it kind of like stuck in my head.
Taz, stop talking.
Amorous is just like fucking, like his mind is wandering, just looking at anything that'll fucking move in the room. Just fucking, like, server stands up, fucking somebody move their arm because they're talking and telling a story. He just fucking, nobody else in the room directly in front of him, basically just anything shiny.
I like that Amorous also has ADHD.
You know, it comes from the heart. Or something like that. I forget what my doctor said.
Do you tell me to stop talking out loud, or you like nudge me?
No. Yeah, probably not actually do anything. Just like try to, you know, cover for you and reinforce what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, he's once
I start realizing I'm talking too much, I'll just start eating and like just like stuff my mouth with food.
Like Jesse with a cup of water.
Yeah.
He just looks a little disgusted and like you see he's about to begin questioning you again, Taldir, when you see the doors like fly open and standing in the doorway against the backdrop of night is the figure of Jerry Barnborn.
Ugh.
And he just like shouts into the room, I need Lord Stronghammer! Stronghammer!
I get up and I'm like, what did I say earlier?
Right. Yes, sorry. Shiny
eyes. I'm gonna run right up to him and like smack him. Just jump and smack right across the face.
How tall are you again?
Something finally captured my attention.
I'm like almost 4 feet, probably.
Almost 4 feet. Okay, so you could kind of like jump up and you smack him, and he's just like, oh, right, thank you. Needed to come to my senses. It's good to have friends like you. Taz, take me to your leader.
And I'll smack him again.
Gah, go! Take me to your leader, please?
Yeah, come on.
Okay, thank you.
And then I'm gonna walk past the table like in a hurry, and then I'm just gonna go straight upstairs.
As you walk past the table, he's
making
just
sure,
like,
he's following me. Like, come on, man. We're just gonna go upstairs.
He follows behind you as you go towards the stairs. He's like, this is all right. And you, Taz and Jerry disappear up the stairs. Once you're up the stairs, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna take him to the room.
Okay, you open the door to the room.
He goes in there.
He walks in.
And I'm gonna close the door and like try to lock him in the room.
He's just gonna be like, so strange. And he just starts unbuttoning his shirt.
No. I'm on the other side of the door. Oh. So he's in the room. I close
just
it.
Just unbuttoning his shirt alone.
Yeah.
All right, I suppose I'll wait.
Might as well make myself comfortable.
I'm gonna tie a rope to the door knob, and then I'm gonna tie a rope to the other doorknob on the other room across. And I'm gonna
just try to get down the
door. Very important question, Charles. Which way do these doors open?
It actually doesn't matter, because if he tries to open it, oh wait, it does matter. Jesus.
Oh no.
I also like that they apparently lock from the outside. This is a real fucked up inn.
Well, no, I realize they're not locked. That's why I'm tying it, because I realize they don't. But if, I mean, it seems weird that it would open in toward, right? It would open inwards, right?
Yeah, we'll say for the sake of it that it that it works.
If they all open into the hallway, that'd be so inconvenient.
Yeah. That's fair enough. Yeah, they would probably open inward just as a function of convenience.
Yeah, and then after I tie the rope, I'm just gonna whisper like against the door, like, I have no leader, and then I'm gonna run downstairs.
Just standing there unbuttoning his shirt still. I think I may have offended the small one. And then he's gonna try to open the door, and as he like jangles the handle, he's just like, right, okay, well. Oh, maybe, bro. He wants to surprise me. I get it. And he starts shimmying off his pants, and we cut back to the group sitting at the table.
When I make my way downstairs, I'm gonna look at Taldir and just give him a thumbs up. Like,
Taldir will give you a nod, not knowing what you did, but knowing that you got him out of the public eye. And that's the correct thing, I think.
So Chaucer kind of like, you see him looking around a little bit as Taz returns to the table. Silence in the interim. He's like, the last few minutes have been very weird.
Yeah, I don't know who.
I'm just
gonna
say thank you. And then back to fucking looking around.
That guy might, you might have to deal with him, Chaucer. He has weirdly injected himself into our lives, almost as if God himself wants him there for some reason.
I think he can't die, honestly. I feel like,
yeah,
not like we've tried, but I just feel like if you pushed him off a cliff, he would be at the inn before we were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Found a shortcut.
So,
I'm real good at falling.
So maybe you can do something about that, Chaucer. But yeah, what else?
The extra skin I lost from the weight I lost. Blah, blah, blah.
Just like, yeah, just pops out bat wings.
What other information do you have for us, Chaucer?
Well, I was hoping to get information from you. Were you
what
able to find the site? We were hoping to find the location of Site 616 so that we could investigate the occurrences there.
I don't think we saw anything for 616.
I remember a bunch of numbers, but I don't remember anything specific.
I don't remember reading anything about 616.
No, there was 760, and there was 818, there was 919.
Yeah, 123.
616. Yeah.
while all these numbers, everyone's ABC. Shouting, like, blurting stuff, like, yeah, just going, I'm going to lean G. into Taldir, and I'm be like, the deed. But I'm going to say that while everything's going, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so, first of all, Chaucer promised us money if we bring back info. Yeah. I'm trying to remember what the governor actually asked us to do. My notes have,
she wanted us to not scream her name while we did things.
Yeah, just keep her out of it.
Yeah, and we successfully did
that. This is for the mayor!
Yeah.
Yeah, infiltrate company and see what we can find out about Site 616. Mine was shut down, company tight-lipped, insists it's not civilian business.
That means it is.
Yeah. That's all I got is that so she wanted some information on Site 616. So I mean, like, yeah, we can share. I don't see a problem sharing that information with them. Like,
I do.
Why?
I just don't trust anyone.
Colonel is also like was also recommended to us by the governor, and like he's close with Amriss and Taz, so like they all seem connected. It seems like we can trust the governor. Like, we're
she's a governor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought she was a mayor.
And functionally the same difference. She's kind of like the governor of the area when it comes to civilian matters, but the area is more or less just the town.
Yeah. Mm. And I mean, like, ultimately what we're really interested in, or what she's really interested in, is the shit in the tavern. So, like, maybe Dunkazir is related, maybe it's not. We don't have to tell him about the map, but I don't see any reason not to be like, here's what we found. We did find the location of Site 616. It was in the process of being removed from the maps, but we still have a few where it exists. We also found this note about Hilda. Well, that seems to indicate that seems like it's probably related to Site 616, although it doesn't say it directly, but it talks about Hilda Onyx Fist and the airborne toxin, and that it was intentional sabotage. These are the three unaccounted dwarves, and it seems like they were in the process of requesting backup to find her, and Threlesi and Basir Blackrock. Like, I don't see any problem mentioning those things. So, unless is, like, strictly against it, that's what I would tell him.
Yeah. We're still saying numbers as Taldir is, like, explaining this. We're like, there was, you know, 9, 9, 5, 1.
8, 8, 7, 9. AMA.
There was a few ones.
Was it 1, 1, 2?
I think I saw TNT.
1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2.
No, yeah. 4, 5.
4, 4, 5.
Yeah,
one,
yeah, yeah.
One, yeah.
I'm very confused.
No. That was the other one.
There are a lot of numbers. Let's focus on the important one.
Oh, yes.
Which one's important?
Oh, we can say them all again.
Six. Out for number one.
Oh, 616. Yeah.
Six. Yeah, I didn't see that
one.
Six.
Yeah.
Six.
No.
Taldir's just watching this.
Speechless.
Six, what? 6, 1.
Are you talking about the stuff from today? Or are you talking about
today?
Today, yes.
The mission that we had today.
School, like, remember, I had a book at school that had these numbers.
Chaucer is very confused. He's like, am I in some kind of imagination game, and have people forgotten what I'm doing?
No, this is reality. This is real life right now, dude.
No escapism here.
Yeah. I don't care about your school-age book. Also numbers, not letters. I don't need anything on EVO or AMA or...
TNT?
What are those?
You're not interested?
I think I actually am interested what happened with the... functionally TNT, but we can cover that another time.
I mean, honestly, it was just irresponsible on their part. There was a fire and they had a bunch of gunpowder outside in wood boxes. That's just asking for what happened, honestly.
Yeah, it's a good thing we cleared the area, because somebody could
have
gotten
hurt. The city is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could have gotten hurt.
I mean, somebody. Yeah, but, you know, more won't get hurt.
I can taste burnt hair from here.
You'll get used to that.
You shouldn't eat that. That's pretty gross, actually.
We can order you food, actual food, if you're eating burnt hair. You need some money.
Are you poor? Does the government
are you
pay
poor?
You're supposed to pay us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of money.
I'll put my hand out as soon as Amber says it.
Well, so far I haven't really gotten anything useful.
Okay.
You said... What?
Here's the information we got on 616.
Right. Okay, so after some confusion, Taldir does hand over the information.
Hand over or speak it?
So I guess speak it.
Sometimes you just gotta let them talk it out a little bit. You'll learn, Trouser. You'll learn.
I appreciate the novelty of it all. Interesting. Well, I do think you should take it to the governor when you have a chance, but looks like we know what our next step is.
Isn't that your job?
Do you not talk to the governor, dude? Like, what is your purpose here? What do you do? Why am I telling you this if I also have to tell this to the governor? I thought you were her master of spies.
Are
How's
we doing
this
your job for like, free man?
Come on, do something.
I'm more of the grease on the axle.
What does that mean?
Then why are we meeting?
Well, because I need to know what's going on as well.
Jesus Christ, you like... do you guys talk?
Are they fighting?
Not as
are
often
you guys
as you would
fighting?
Think.
Are you guys, like, you and the governor are just, like, in, like, a weird point right now? Did something happen?
Oh, did you try? Take him. I think she could take him. That's why he doesn't want to see her.
He's right, gonna... yeah. She is an intimidating woman. No, I just thought you would want the, accolades and attention yourself. Not something I need, but if you'd like me to pass the message along, I certainly can.
We just want to get paid.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you paid, trying to get you laid.
Yeah. It'd be really,
alright.
Go ahead and do your job, dude.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, let's discuss compensation. And the doors fly open again. And in walk two familiar faces that you recognize as two of the three Kenwick brothers.
Kenwick.
And behind them, you see a tall, older man, probably in his mid-60s, large handlebar mustache. What is happening? What is that?
Oh, it's a paintbrush. There was just something on my lens.
Oh. a tall, older man, probably in his mid-60s, a large handlebar mustache. He's wearing like a kind of gambeson that's colored like green and black. He's got a kind of large jacket on, even though it is ridiculously hot outside still.
Because everything's still burning?
And he kind of takes one step into the room. The other two kind of like linger in his shadow. And he just calls out, Now I heard a couple of my boys had trouble in here the other night. Any volunteers want to make it clear to me who done it?
I was drinking with him.
I push out my seat and I stand up.
And then before she could say anything, I'd be like, yep, it was those two guys.
Over there.
And then I'm going to turn back to the table and be like, they could have told him that.
Taldir just puts his fucking face in his hands.
Those are our friends. We made friends. Remember? As the Kenwick guys. They're the ones who challenged us to drinking and then they couldn't. They couldn't
I just get... bread and shove it in his mouth. Taz's mouth.
As this is happening, he begins to like kind of walk forward, which is kind of a even gait. The two stay behind him and they're just like, "Roy, it was them, yeah. This they broke his brain. It's a whole thing. I don't even know what was happening."
With Tattletail.
He stops kind of just a few paces in front of you and he's like, I'm gonna take care of my boys for, well, embarrassing me the way that they have, but, you know, shame has to be answered.
Well,
and you see him kind of take the jacket off and set it on like an empty chair kind of across from you, and he's gonna like crack his knuckles, and you see it's just old like liver spots along his hands. He's got those like huge knuckles that dudes get later in life.
Arthritis.
Yeah, just arthritic knuckles. And he's gonna just say, now, which one of you feels like answering for it?
I'll just step around.
I want to fight.
I'm like, oh yeah, I was drinking with him. I was gonna say that.
I already answered your question.
He's gonna kneel down to Taz, and he's gonna look you right in the eye and just say, during the War of Reclamation, about 40 of you ambushed my unit, killed 6 of my best friends. I snuck into your camp that night, and I cut every one of their throats. I don't fight with goblin kind.
Tother's gonna stand up, not say anything, just look at him, and use intimidating glare.
All right.
You guys see Taz reaching back for like a dagger too. Like as he's like talking to me, like I'm like reaching back for the dagger that's like hoisted behind me.
And the whole time that guy's talking, I'm just like mocking him. I was like, yeah.
So excited. 17 or 22.
And that would be against his
will DC, probably.
Will DC.
And this one, if we roll high enough, we can go before them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a surprise kind of thing.
Surprise, surprise. Yeah.
As he kind of like, he feels Taldir's presence, and he stands up, and he returns the look. And you don't sense that he's shaken at all by it. But when he looks at you, his face kind of softens a bit. And he's just like, well, between us men, we can keep things friendly if you'd like.
I'm not a man. And I just stand up from the side.
It fails against his will, DC?
It fails against his will, DC.
What? Yeah, I still stand up mad. My eyes go all black. My fangs come out.
You know, it's 10 plus his will save, right? Not 15.
Yeah, 10 plus his will save. I'm looking at it. You stand up. Your fangs come out. You see he kind of smiles and he's like, well, at least this one's got some fight in her. And he kind of motions his head in like kind of a nod and says, should we take this out back?
We ain't going nowhere. Let's fight right here.
We're going nowhere. I got you for 3 minutes.
Spider-Man? Tobey Maguire?
Yeah.
My turn, yep.
Bone saw.
Anyways. Yeah.
Does Wesley say that?
Yeah.
Okay, would you go ahead?
Devise a stratagem is, I can roll that one first, right? I do devise a stratagem and then strategic strike?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you okay. Roll devise a stratagem, and if it would result in a hit, when you choose to make that hit, you can use strategic strike to add the precision damage.
Well,
can I say that I got a 21 initiative roll?
I was going to say, let's go ahead and roll a little initiative.
Just to be clear, this guy's mad because his kid lost at a drinking game.
Is apparently a fucking sounds like master
bitch runs in the family.
Saves.
Yeah. 21 gosh. As well for Taz.
21 Nikki. As well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Where's initiative? A massive oh, 7.
Fucking turn together.
Elder 21.
16 plus 7.
is
23.
Yep. I legitimately just also needed help with that one. I wasn't going to say it first.
Michelle, was that your hit or your initiative?
I'm going to use my initiative because I didn't roll initiative.
And then Amaris, was he 21 also?
Yeah.
Yeah, thought so. All right, let me roll guys' initiative. That is... Okay. What are you guys using? You're using your perception as initiative? I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be... All right. So as Wesley kind of says that, like, let's do it right here. You see he just, like, tears open the gambeson that he's wearing. And you see that he's kind of lean but muscled, covered in scars, and definitely showing signs of his age. And that's where we will pick up next time when we roll bravely on. Thank you, everyone. That is our show.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good evening. And goodbye.
2 Bravely is a fan production featuring the Pathfinder 2nd Edition role-playing system and is created for entertainment purposes only. All characters, adventures, and interpretations of game mechanics are our own creation and do not represent official Pathfinder content. Pathfinder and all related trademarks are owned by Paizo Inc. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by Paizo Inc. Game content may include fantasy violence, mature themes, and improvised gameplay that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Thank you for listening, and please join us next time as we roll bravely on.